Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And as I was in prayer seeking the Lord as to what He would have me share, what scripture, what would be of greatest benefit to where you are now in your life, the Lord took me to a passage in Romans, but let me just begin in prayer. Let's ask the Lord to bring our hearts into unity with Him in the Word and in His Spirit. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the fellowship that we enjoy as believers in Jesus Christ. We thank You, Lord, for the Word of God, which is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, but also, Lord, for the precious Holy Spirit, whom You've given to lead and guide and instruct us in all righteousness. And Father, we ask that You would do a work in our lives. Lord, I sense many are just struggling, and they're keeping on, they're faithful, but Lord, they're distressed, they're discouraged, because it seems they take two steps forward and then slide back one, and they don't feel they're making real progress as they desire. And Lord, I'm speaking of things spiritually. Yes, Lord, there are natural circumstances that we have to battle against, but Lord, it is in the realm of the spiritual, the attacks that we are exposed to through the world, through our own flesh, the devil. And Lord, we're asking for victory. And Lord, that You will, that beautiful scripture You gave me years ago when I was unsaved, You will perfect that which concerns us. So Father, You've begun that work. Continue it in our lives, Lord, that we can be fulfilled in You, that we can know that we will do with all of our heart, with all of our soul and strength, the things that would please You, that would pertain to life and godliness. But Lord, there are things, there's strength, there's determination, there's attributes of the Spirit, Lord, long-suffering, patience, perseverance, that we have to have, and we look to You to provide that You may be glorified. You who began a good work, Lord, You're faithful to complete it. You didn't just bring us to Jesus, Lord, and we get saved, and we accept the Lord and His truth, and then just You leave us on our own to do the best we can. But Father, You perfect that which concerns us. So, Father, thank You for that beautiful promise. And, Lord, continue that work in our lives. Open our hearts to receive the truth of Your Word, even though we may have heard these words as we've read Your Bible. Lord, let them impact us to give a personal application and spiritual depth and meaning to our lives. We ask this, Lord, for the glory of Your name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank You for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I've entitled this message, Fulfilled in God, and I believe that so many Christians today, we have an abundance of wonderful teaching. There are many avenues open to us, books and television and radio, the various ministries that God has given to preach the truth. And it is the truth, that's what Jesus said, that sets us free. And so we want to look at God's Word and receive from Him that which He has for us. We have to know that we are being changed. We're being changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. But there are so many today, multitudes of people who are hurting. And I'm referring not just to the unsaved, not just to the down and outer, not just to the people out there in the world, but there are multitudes of Christians who are hurting. They're hurting because they have problems and they haven't been taught. They don't know how to deal with those problems. They haven't understood or been taught from the Word of God how to come to a solution, how to come to reconciliation, how to come to a place of hope and faith. And in most cases, they've been told, of course, to pray and read the Bible, and many of them indeed are doing this. But in so many cases, it seems nothing has changed. They feel in the same condition a year later, 5 years later. And I want to read what I trust to be a very familiar passage to you. And sometimes the enemy just, you know, he works on the condition of our heart, and no one knows the issues that we alone carry in terms of the burdens of our heart. God knows. But as we look to the Word of God, so much of the New Testament was written by the great man of God, the Apostle Paul. And I want you to hear with new hearing and new understanding what he was saying in the 7th chapter of Romans. And I'm going to be reading, my Bible is the King James, but this is the New American Standard Version that I'm sharing with you. And he talks about the personal struggle that he is having spiritually. In verse 15, he says, "For that which I am doing, I do not understand. For I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I'm doing the very thing that I hate. But if I do the very thing I do not wish to do, I'm agreeing with the law, confessing that it is good. So now no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which indwells me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For the wishing," in other words, his desiring, "is present in me." He wants to do the right thing, but the doing of the good is not. "For the good that I wish, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish." He's talking about the struggle that we all face. This is the great man of God who's confessing with such openness and honesty that he, in spite of the revelation that he has been given, he struggles in his personal life to do the things that he knows that he should do. He's wrestling spiritually. Verse 20 says, "But if I'm doing the very thing I do not wish, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wishes to do good. For I joyfully," his intent, his will, his understanding concurs, agrees, if you will, "with the law of God in the inner man. But I see a different law in the members of my body," his flesh, not just his physical body, but his soul nature, "waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members." And he says, "Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?" And he says in verse 25, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin." And the first verse of chapter 8 says, "There is therefore," and this you need to hear, "now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." He's experiencing, he's confessing in a very dramatic and powerful way this struggle that is within him and with every child of God as they press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a battle within us. He says there's now no condemnation, but he feels the inability in himself. And he says, "I thank God there's no condemnation," but he knows that there is a battle, and the battle that he faces is the battle that every sincere child of God faces, that we mortify the deeds of the body, the flesh nature, the things we don't want to do, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, you can't do it with your will. You can't do it with your good intentions. You can't do it with your good resolutions. Everybody makes, you know, resolutions that they start a new year. It never works because we can't do it in ourselves. And so we have to come to this matter of sanctification, of growing in Christ, of coming into maturity with the knowledge that we only succeed through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so this is a message of hope. Paul, he feels there's no deliverance, but he said, "Who will deliver me? I thank God through Jesus Christ. He is the answer. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life." And so let's learn from the Apostle Paul. Let's receive the comfort that he extends to us. He said, he confessed, this great man of God, I'm not meeting the mark. In my heart I want to, but there is another law in my members. But beloved, I want to encourage you. First of all, what he said, there's no condemnation. The Lord knows right where you are at. But there are some strategic steps that we can take before we are helped in any of those areas which have not changed in our lives over a long period of time. It could be an anger problem. It could be a forgiveness problem. It could be a spirit of competition or striving. Feeling unloved, unworthy, whatever that is, we must accept God's forgiveness for those things which have been committed in the past. That's the first step. Many people believe somehow God saves them. He believes he forgives their sins, but they, in some cases, haven't been able to forgive themselves. So let's just, Father, there are those who have a problem with this. Father, we lose the ability to forgive ourselves. If Jesus suffered on the cross, willing to die for our sins, Lord, we know we receive forgiveness. So help us, Lord, to know that all that we've done in the past is under the blood, and you have forgiven us, and we are a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and we're going to pick up here tomorrow as we can continue in this message, fulfilled in God. God wants us he wants us happy, he wants us at peace, and he wants us to know, to have that confidence, that assurance, that he who began that good work in you is going to be faithful to complete it. Praise God. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.